Chapter 8.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Take Aaron, and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bull of the sin offering, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened things. 3. And gather all the congregation together at the door of the tent of the meeting. 4. And Moses did as Yahweh had commanded him, and the congregation was gathered to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 5. And Moses said to the congregation, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded to be done. 6. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons, and bathed them in water. 7. And put on him the tunic, and girded him with the girdle, and clothed him with the upper robe, and put the ephod on him, and girded him with the ephod on him, and girded him with the girdle of the ephod, and bound it to him with it. 8. And put the breast pocket on him, and put the Urim and the Thummim into the breastplate. 9. And put the mitre on his head, and on the mitre, on its front, he put the golden plate, the set-apart crown, as Yahweh commanded Moses. 10. And Moses took the anointing oil, and anointed the tabernacle, and all in it, and sanctified them. 11. And he sprinkled some of it on the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar, and all its vessels, and the laver, and its base, to sanctify them.
12. And he poured some of the anointing oil on the head of Aaron, and anointed him, to sanctify him. 13. And Moses brought the sons of Aaron near, and clothed them with tunics, and girded them with girdles, and bound turbans on them, as Yahweh had commanded Moses.
14. And he brought the bull of the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the bull of the sin offering. 15. And one slaughtered it, and Moses took the blood and put it on the horns of the altar all around with his finger, and cleansed the altar, and he poured out the blood at the base of the altar, and sanctified it, to make atonement on it. 16. And he took all the fat on the inward parts, and the lobe above the liver, and the two kidneys, and their fat, and Moses burned it as incense on the altar. 17. And the bull, and its skin, and its flesh, and its dung, he burned with fire, at the outside of the camp, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. 18. And he brought the ram of the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. 19. And one killed it, and Moses sprinkled the blood on the altar all around. 20. And he cut the ram into its pieces, and Moses burned it as incense with the head, and the pieces, and the fat. 21. And he washed the inward parts and the legs with water, and Moses burned it as incense with the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering, for a soothing fragrance. It is a fire offering to Yahweh, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. 22. And he brought the second ram, a ram of the consecrations, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. 23. And one killed it, and Moses took some of its blood and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. 24. And he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put some of the blood on the tip of their right ear, and on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot. And Moses sprinkled the blood on the altar all around. 25. And took the fat, and the fat tail, and all the fat on the inward parts, and the lobe above the liver, and the two kidneys, and their fat, and the right leg.
26. And out of the basket of unleavened bread which was before Yahweh, he took one unleavened cake, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer, and put them on the fat, and on the right leg. 27. And placed the whole on the hands of Aaron, and on the hands of his sons, and waved them, a wave offering before Yahweh. 28. And Moses took them off their hands and burned them with incense on the altar, on the burnt offering. They are consecrations for a soothing fragrance. It is a fire offering to Yahweh.
29. And Moses took the breast and waved it, a wave offering before Yahweh, of the ram of the consecrations. It was Moses' portion, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. 30. And Moses took some of the anointing oil, and some of the blood on the altar, and sprinkled on Aaron, on his garments, and on his sons' garments with him. And he sanctified Aaron, his garments, and his sons, and the garments of his sons with him.
31. And Moses said to Aaron and to his sons, Boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and you shall eat it there, and the bread in the basket of the consecrations, as I have commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. 32. And the rest of the flesh and of the bread you shall burn with fire. 33. And you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation for 7 days, until the days of your consecration are fulfilled. For he shall consecrate you 7 days. 34. As he has done on this day, Yahweh has commanded you to do, to make atonement for you.
35. And you shall remain at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night for 7 days, and you shall keep the charge of Yahweh and shall not die, for so I have been commanded. 36. And Aaron and his sons did all the things which Yahweh had commanded by the hand of Moses.
Chapter 9.
1. And it happened, on the 8th day, Moses called for Aaron and for his sons, and for the elders of Israel. 2. And he said to Aaron, Take a calf to yourself, a son of the herd, for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering, ones without blemish, and bring them near before Yahweh. 3. And speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Take a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf, and a lamb, sons of a year, ones without blemish, for a burnt offering. 4. And a bull and a ram for peace offerings, to sacrifice before Yahweh, and a food offering mixed with oil. 4. Today Yahweh will be seen. 5. And they took that which Moses had commanded to the front of the tent of meeting, and the entire congregation drew near and stood before Yahweh. 6. And Moses said, This is the thing that Yahweh has commanded. Do it, and the glory of Yahweh shall appear to you. 7. And Moses said to Aaron, Draw near to the altar and make your sin offering, and your burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself, and for the people, and make the offering of the people, and atone for them, as Yahweh has commanded. 8. And Aaron drew near to the altar and killed the calf of the sin offering, which is for himself. 9. And Aaron's sons brought the blood near to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it on the horns of the altar, and he poured out the blood at the base of the altar. 10. And the fat, and the kidneys, and the lobe of the liver, of the sin offering, he burned with incense on the altar, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. 11. And he burned the flesh and the skin with fire, at the outside of the camp. 12. And he killed the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented the blood to him, and he sprinkled it on the altar all around. 13. And they presented to him the burnt offering, by its pieces, and the head, and he burned them with incense on the altar. 14. And he washed the inward parts and the legs, and burned them as incense for the burnt offering on the altar. 15. And he brought the offering of the people, and took the he-goat of the sin offering which is for the people, and killed it, and made it a sin offering like the first.
16. And he brought the burnt offering, and offered it, according to the ordinance. 17. And he brought the food offering and filled his hand from it, and burned it as incense on the altar, besides the burnt offering of the morning. 18. And he killed the bull and the ram, a sacrifice of the peace offerings, which are for the people, and Aaron's sons presented the blood to him, and he sprinkled it on the altar all around. 19. And the fat of the bull, and of the ram, the fat tail, and the covering, and the kidneys, and the lobe above the liver. 20. And they set the fat on the breasts, and he burned as incense the fat on the altar. 21. And Aaron waved the breasts, and the right leg as a wave offering before Yahweh, as Moses commanded. 22. And Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offerings. 23. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation. And they came out and blessed the people, and the glory of Yahweh appeared to all the people. 24. and fire came out from before Yahweh and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. And all the people saw, and cried aloud, and fell on their faces.
Chapter 10
1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in them, and they put incense on it and brought profane fire before Yahweh, which he had not commanded them. 2. And fire went out from before Yahweh and consumed them, and they died before Yahweh. 3. And Moses said to Aaron, It is that which Yahweh has spoken, saying, I will be treated set apart by those drawing near to me, and I will be honored before all the people. And Aaron was silent. 4. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, sons of Aziel, Aaron's uncle, and said to them, Come near, carry your brothers from the front of the sanctuary to the outside of the camp. 5. And they came near and carried them in their coats to the outside of the camp, as Moses had commanded. 6. And Moses said to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons, You shall not uncover your heads and you shall not tear your garments, that you may not die, and he be angry on all the congregation. As to your brothers, the whole house of Israel, they shall mourn the burning which Yahweh has kindled. 7. And you shall not go out of the door of the tent of the meeting, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Yahweh is on you. And they did according to the word of Moses. 8. And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, 9. You shall not drink wine and fermented drink, you nor your sons with you, as you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, and you shall not die. A never-ending statute throughout your generations. 10. And to make a distinction between the set-apart and profane, and between the unclean and the clean. 11. And to teach the sons of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. 12. And Moses spoke to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons who were left. Take the food offering that remains from the fire offerings of Yahweh, and eat it unleavened near the altar, for it is most set apart. 13. And you shall eat it in the set apart place, for it is your portion, and the portion of your sons, from the fire offerings of Yahweh. For so I have been commanded. 14. And the breast of the wave offering, and the leg of the heave offering, you shall eat in a clean place. You and your sons, and your daughters with you. For they have been given for your portion and the portion of your sons out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the sons of Israel. 15. The leg of the heave offering, and the breast of the wave offering, besides fire offerings of the fat, they shall bring in to weigh the wave offering before Yahweh. And it shall be to you, and to your sons with you, a never-ending statute. As Yahweh has commanded. 16. And Moses sought carefully for the goat of the sin offering, and, behold, it had been burned, and he was angry against Eleazar and against Ithamar, Aaron's remaining sons, saying, 17. Why have you not eaten the sin offering in the set-apart place, for it is most set apart, and he has given it to you to take away the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahweh. 18. Behold, its blood has not been brought into the set-apart place inside. You should certainly have eaten it in the sanctuary, as I have commanded. 19. And Aaron said to Moses, Behold, today they have brought their sin offering and their burnt offering before Yahweh, and such things have happened to me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been accepted in the sight of Yahweh? 20. And when Moses heard, then it was good in his eyes.
Chapter 11
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, These are the living things which you shall eat out of all the animals which are on the earth. 3. Any that divides the hoof and is wholly cloven-footed, bringing up the cut, among the living things, you may eat it. 4. Only, you may not eat these, of those bringing up the colt, and of those dividing the hoof. The camel, though it brings up the colt, yet it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. 5. And the rock badger, though it brings up the colt, yet it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. 6. And the hare, though it brings up the colt, yet it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. 7. And the swine, though it divides the hoof and is cloven-footed, yet it does not bring up the colt. It is unclean to you. 8. You shall not eat of their flesh, and you shall not touch their dead body. They are unclean to you. 9. Of all that are in the waters, you shall eat these. Anyone that has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the brooks, you may eat them. 10. But anyone that does not have fins and scales in the seas, and in the brooks, of any swarming creature of the waters, and of any creature which lives in the waters, they are to be detested by you. 11. Yes, they shall be an abomination to you. You shall not eat of their flesh and you shall shun their dead bodies. 12. Anyone that does not have fins and scales in the waters, it shall be an unclean thing to you. 13. And these you shall count unclean among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are unclean. The eagle, and the black vulture and the bearded vulture. 14. And the kite, and the falcon, according to its kind. 15. Every raven according to its kind. 16. And the ostrich, and the great owl, and the gull, and small hawks, according to its kind. 17. And the little owl, and the Egyptian vulture, and the eared owl. 18. And the barn owl, and the pelican and the owl vulture. 19. And the stork, the heron according to its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat. 20. Every flying swarming creature going on all four, it is an abomination to you. 21. Only, this you may eat of any swarming thing which flies, which goes on all four, which has legs above its feet, to leap with them on the earth. 22. These are those you may eat, the locusts according to its kind, and the bald locust according to its kind, and the long-horned grasshopper according to its kind, and the short-horned grasshopper according to its kind. 23. But every swarming thing which flies, which has 4 feet, it is unclean to you. 24. And by these you shall be made unclean. Any who touches their dead body is unclean until the evening. 25. And anyone who lifts up their dead body shall wash his garments and shall be unclean until the evening. 26. Even every living thing which divides the hoof, and is not cloven-footed, and does not bring up the colt, they are unclean to you. Anyone who touches them shall be unclean. 27. And any going on its paws among all the living things which go on all four, they are unclean to you. Anyone who touches their dead body is unclean until the evening. 28. And he who lifts up their dead body shall wash his garments and shall be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you. 29. And these shall be unclean to you among the swarming things which swarm on the earth. The weasel, and the mouse, and the great lizard according to its kind. 30. And the gecko, and the monitor, and the lizard, and the sand lizard, and the barn owl. 31. These are unclean to you among all which swarm. Anyone who touches them in their death is unclean until the evening. 32. And anything on which any one of them falls in their death is unclean, whether of any vessel of wood, or garment, or skin, or sack. Any vessel in which work is done shall be caused to go into water, and shall be unclean until the evening. Then it shall be cleaned. 33. And any earthen vessel into the midst of which any one of them falls, whatever is in it shall be unclean, and you shall break it. 34. And of all the food which may be eaten, that on which such water falls shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in any such vessel shall be unclean. 35. And anything on which any part of their dead body falls shall be unclean. An oven or hearth shall be broken down. They are unclean. Yes, they are unclean to you. 36. But a fountain or a well, a collection of water, shall be clean. Only the touching the dead body is unclean. 37. And when any part of their dead body falls on any sowing seed which is sown, it shall be clean. 38. But when water is put on the seed, and any of its dead body has fallen on it, it shall be unclean to you. 39. And when any of the animals which are food for you dies, he who touches its dead body is unclean until the evening. 40. And he who eats of its dead body shall wash his garments and shall be unclean until the evening. And he who lifts up its dead body shall wash his garments and shall be unclean until the evening.
41. And every swarming thing which swarms on the earth is unclean, it shall not be eaten. 42. Anything going on its belly, and any going on all four, and all having many feet, even every swarming thing that swarms on the earth, you shall not eat them, for they are unclean. 43. You shall not pollute yourselves with any swarming thing which swarms, nor shall you make yourselves unclean with them, so that you should be defiled by them. 44. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, and you have sanctified yourselves, and you have become set apart, for I am set apart. And you shall not defile your persons with any swarming thing which creeps on the earth. 45. For I am Yahweh who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to become your Elohim, and you shall be set apart, for I am set apart. 46. This is the law of the animals, and of the fowl, and of every living creature which moves in the waters, and every creature which swarms on the earth. 47. To make a distinction between the unclean and the clean, and between the living thing that may be eaten and the living thing that may not be eaten.
Chapter 12.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, If a woman has conceived seed, and has borne a male, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as on the days of her menstrual impurity she shall be unclean. 3. And on the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. 4. And she shall remain in the blood of her cleansing 33 days. She shall not touch any set-apart thing, and she shall not go into the sanctuary, until the days of her cleansing are fulfilled. 5. And if she bears a female, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her menstruation, and she shall continue in the blood of her cleansing 66 days. 6. And when the days of her cleansing are fulfilled for son or for daughter, she shall bring in a lamb, a son of a year, for a burnt offering, and a young dove or a turtle dove for a sin offering, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to the priest. 7. And he shall bring it near before Yahweh, and shall atone for her, and she shall be cleansed from the fountain of her blood. This is the law of her who bears, whether a male or a female. 8. And if her hand is not able to find a lamb, then she shall take 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, one for a burnt offering, and one for a sin offering, and the priest shall atone for her, and she shall be cleansed.
Chapter 13.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, 2. When a man has a swelling in the skin of his flesh, or a scab, or a bright spot, and it shall become in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons the priests.
3. And the priest shall look upon the plague in the skin of the flesh, and if the hair in the plague has turned white, and the appearance of the plague is deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look upon him and shall pronounce him unclean. 4. And if the bright spot is white in the skin of his flesh, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin, and its hair has not turned white, then the priest shall shut up the plague 7 days. 5. And the priest shall look on him on the 7th day, and, behold, if the plague stays in its appearance, and the plague has not spread in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 more days. 6. And the priest shall look upon him again the seventh day, and, behold, if the plague has become dim, and the plague has not spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is a scab, and he shall wash his garments and shall be clean. 7. But if the scab spreads greatly in the skin, after he has been seen by the priest for his cleansing, then he shall be seen a second time by the priest. 8. And the priest shall look, and, behold, if the scab has spread in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. 9. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought into the priest.
10. And the priest shall look, and, behold, if a white rising is in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and a living flesh is in the swelling, 11, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, he shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. 12, and if the leprosy breaks out greatly on the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin of the one who has the plague, from his head even to his feet, to all that appears to the priest's eyes, 13, then the priest shall look, and behold, if the leprosy has covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce the plague spot clean, it has all turned white, he is clean. 14, and in the day living flesh is seen in him, he is unclean. 15, and the priest shall look on the living flesh and shall pronounce him unclean, the living flesh is unclean, it is leprosy. 16, or when the living flesh turns back and shall be turned to white, then he shall come into the priest. 17, and the priest shall look on him, and, behold, the plague has turned to white, the priest shall pronounce the plague spot clean, he is clean. 18, and when the flesh has a boil in its skin, and it has been healed. 19, and a white swelling has replaced the boil, or a bright white spot, very red, a reddish white, then it shall be seen by the priest. 20, and the priest shall look, and, behold, if its appearance is lower than the skin, and its hair has turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy, it has broken out in a boil. 21, but if the priest looks at it, and, behold, there is no white hair in it, and it is not lower than the skin, and has become dim, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. 22, and if it spreads greatly in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is a plague. 23, and if in its place the bright spot is stayed, it is not spread, it is an inflamed boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. 24, or if there is flesh in which the skin has a hot burning, and the rough flesh of the burning becomes a bright white spot, being very red or white, 25, and the priest shall look on it, and, behold, the hair has turned white in the bright spot, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, it is leprosy. It has broken out in the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. 26, but if the priest looks on it, and, behold, there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it is no lower than the other skin, but is somewhat faded, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. 27, and the priest shall look at him the seventh day. And if it is spread abroad very much in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. 28, and if the bright spot stays in its place, and does not spread in the skin, but is somewhat faded, it is a swelling of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is a scar of the burning. 29, and if a man or a woman has in them a plague in the head or in the beard, 30, then the priest shall look on the plague. And, behold, if its appearance is deeper than the skin, and a thin shining hair in it, the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is a scab, a leprosy on the head or beard. 31, and when the priest looks on the plague of the scab, and, behold, it is not in sight deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut up the plagued one with the scab 7 days.
32, and in the seventh day the priest shall look on the plague, and, behold, if the scab has not spread, and there is no shining hair in it, and the appearance of the scab is not deeper than the skin, 33, then he shall shave himself, But he shall not shave the scab, and the priest shall shut up the one who has the scab a second 7 days.
34, and the priest shall look on the scab on the seventh day. And, behold, if the scab has not spread in the skin, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. And he shall wash his garments, and shall be clean. 35, and if the scab has spread further in the skin after his cleansing, 36, and the priest has looked on him, and, behold, the scab has spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for the shining, yellow hair, he is unclean. 37, but if in his eyes the scab has stabilized, and black hair has sprung up in it, the scab has been healed, he is clean. And the priest shall pronounce him clean. 38, and when a man or a woman has bright spots, white bright spots, in the skin of their flesh.
39, and the priest has seen it, and, behold, there are pale white spots in the skin of their flesh, it is a pale spot springing up in the skin, he is clean. 40, and when a man's head grows bald, he is clean. 41, and if his head grows bald from the corner of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald, he is clean. 42, and if there is in the bald head, or the bald forehead, a reddish white plague, it is a leprosy breaking out in the bald head, or in the bald forehead. 43, and the priest shall look on him, and, behold, if the rising of the plague is reddish white in his bald head, or in his bald forehead, as the appearance of leprosy, in the skin of the flesh.
44, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean, his plague is in his head. 45, and the leper who has the plague in him, his garments shall be torn, and his head shall be uncovered, and he shall cover the upper lip, and he shall call out, unclean, unclean. 46, and the days that the plague shall be in him, he is unclean, he shall live alone, he is unclean, his dwelling shall be at the outside of the camp. 47, and if there is in any garment a plague of leprosy, in a garment of wool, or in a garment of linen, 48, or in the warp, or in the woof, or of linen, or of wool, or in leather, or in any work of leather, 49, and if the plague is greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the leather, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of leather, it is a plague of leprosy, and it shall be seen by the priest. 50, and the priest shall look on the plague, and shall shut up the plague thing 7 days. 51, and he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. And if the plague has spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in the leather, of all that is made of skin for use, the plague is according leprosy, it is unclean. 52, and he shall burn the garment, or the warp, or the woof, in wool or in linen, or anything of leather, in which the plague is, for it is according leprosy, it shall be burned with fire. 53, and if the priest shall look, and, behold, the plague has not spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of leather, 54, then the priest shall command, and they shall wash that in which the plague is, and he shall shut it up a second 7 days. 55, and the priest shall look on that in which the plague is after it has been washed. And, behold, if the plague has not changed its appearance, and if the plague has not spread, it is unclean, you shall burn it with fire, it is eaten away in its inside or in its outside. 56, and if the priest shall look, and, behold, the plague has become pale after it has been washed, then he shall tear it out of the garment, or out of the leather, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. 57, and if it is still seen in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of leather, it is a spreading plague, you shall burn it with fire, that in which the plague is.
58, and the garment, or the warp, or the woof, or anything of leather which you shall wash when the plague has been taken off them, then it shall be washed a second time, and shall be clean. 59. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of wool or of linen, or of the warp, or of the woof, or of anything of leather, to pronounce it clean, or to pronounce it unclean.